Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Okay, my latest watch was Death of the Pastor's Wife on Netflix. It's a three-part documentary series. You have probably witnessed the news story. It's very, very public at this point. Everybody kind of knows what goes down. But in order for me to review it, I do have to give some spoilers. And I do have to give a trigger warning. It involves a lot of abuse and the subject of suicide. It was a very well-done documentary, however. It starts with a 911 call. And this lady, Micah, she is the pastor's wife. She's on with 911 and she's like, can you track my location right now? Because I'm about to take my own life and I want my family to be able to find me. Awful. And so rewind to what brought her to that point in her life. She is married to the pastor of her church. She met this pastor when she was 13 years old and her family started going to this church. He actually officiated her wedding when she married her first husband when she turned 18. But then pastor cheated on his wife with Micah, and Micah cheated on her husband with pastor. So then Pastor John Paul leaves his wife and five kids, by the way, to marry Micah. And that's when the horrible stuff, the behavior from him against her, the abuse and everything begins. He controls her in so many ways. He abuses her. I'm not going to go into detail because a lot of it is sexual, but just remember, she's been groomed by this man since she was 13 years old. So by the time she marries Pastor John Paul, she is choir director of the church. They're both very active in this church, and everybody around her, her family and her friends, they're noticing changes in her, disturbing changes in her personality, just that she's not okay. They can tell, but she said, I can't leave this relationship because I don't want to disappoint the congregation of this church. Her faith was very strong. So when she finally gets the courage to leave, he's spinning out, flipping out, calling her 50 times a day, harassing her. He put trackers on her car, had her committed to a mental institution. He's telling the congregation and her family that she's crazy. That's not true, by the way. And also, he had been cheating on Micah with another lady in the church. This dude is just garbage. He's just a horrible person. And the lady that he was cheating with, her husband died under suspicious circumstances. So there are question marks there as well. So by the time they get back to that 911 call that started the documentary, and Micah said, look, I'm going to harm myself, her family's already thinking this pastor is bad news. He's going to harm her. He's going to do something. She is found deceased on a Saturday in a park. He's preaching on Sunday morning, the next day, and it takes him a while to even tell the congregation what happened to her. He goes through the whole entire church service, happy, gleefully, doing his own little church guy thing, preaching, and then at the end of the service, he finally tells the congregation what happened, and then he tells them to leave and not talk about it. If you watch it, I'm interested to know what your thoughts are, but you will be upset. There's no question you're going to be upset. Both as a Christian person that I am, It upset me that this guy is such a fake snake oil salesman. This is why people, when I invite my friends to come to church with me, if this guy was preaching, they'd be like, heck no, I don't want to go. And I wouldn't want to go either. This man is a false prophet. He's fake and he's gross. So that upset me. But the abuse and how she was treated was the worst part. So just know that going in, but it was a very well done documentary. You will be livid watching it. It's called Death of the Pastor's Wife. It is on Netflix. It's a 3-part documentary. Don't watch it around kids. That's my other piece of advice. Don't watch it around kids. It's a lot.
98.5 KRZ.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.